This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. If you're in the business of filling and managing prescription drugs, you would probably want to get as close as possible to some of your biggest customers, right? That would be customers in nursing homes. That theory goes a long way to explaining why CVS Health is buying Omnicare. That's the number one provider of pharmacy services to long-term care facilities. It is, all in all, a $13 billion transaction that could, as Marketplace's Annie Baxter explains, benefit both CVS and those nursing home patients.
The American population is aging. That means lots of opportunity for the nursing home industry and for the pharmacy services providers that cater to it.
This is a really strategic deal for CVS Health.
Dan Mendelson runs the consulting company Avalier Health. He says it makes a lot of sense for CVS to get a foothold in the long-term care facilities served by Omnicare. Omnicare has 160 locations in 47 states.
The seniors in these facilities are sometimes taking upwards of 10 medications.
And when those medications don't mix well together, grandma can get really sick.
Misadventures and problems in managing drugs among elderly is one of the biggest causes of bad outcomes and, in fact, death.
Joel Hay is a professor at the University of Southern California. He says nursing home patients stand to benefit from this business deal because CVS has some pretty sophisticated systems to manage drugs.
If they can bring these into the long-term care arena, senior living arena, there's a very good opportunity to dramatically improve health.
CVS might also be able to use the greater economies of scale from the deal to buy drugs at a cheaper price. So says Albert Wertheimer of Temple University's School of Pharmacy. But Wertheimer doubts CVS would actually pass those cost savings to its customers.
Well, that would be nice, but I've learned to be skeptical over the years.
Wertheimer says the more likely beneficiary, CVS's own bottom line. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.